This is Ivy Hoops Online with the latest report on Princeton Tigers women's basketball. A last-second Grace Stone jumper from the left block gave the Tigers a heart-stopping 56-54 victory over the Rhode Island Rams of the Atlantic 10. The win gave Carla Berube her 30th victory at Jadwin against just three losses in her Tiger career, and it avenged last year's 8-point loss in Rhode Island. This was a classic defensive struggle by two very good teams. While neither team was able to mount anything resembling consistency on offense, the visiting Rams, who entered the game at 9-2, held on to the lead for almost three-quarters of the contest. After one quarter, the Rams led 15-11. When Julia Cunningham picked up her second personal foul early in the second quarter, things looked bleak for the home team. But thanks largely to the efforts of Parker Hill, the Tigers held on in a low-scoring second quarter. She matched her career high of 8 points in the first half on 4 of 4 from the field. For the game, Hill canned 12 points in just 15 minutes. Berube put Cunningham back in, but lost that dice roll when the senior captain picked up her third personal foul with 4 minutes left in the second quarter. The teams went into the locker room at the half with the Tigers trailing 26-22. Spurred by the heroics of Caitlin Chen, the Tigers clawed their way back into contention, outscoring the taller Rams 16-12 in a wild third quarter. Each time it appeared the Rams were poised to make a run, Chen answered. A Parker Hill layup on a Chen assist drew the Tigers within one at 31-30 with 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter. 2.5 minutes later, Hill scored again on a Chen assist to give the Tigers their first lead since the first quarter, 32-31. Chen ran the lead to 3 with a layup after she grabbed a defensive rebound. When Chen found Grace Stone for a jumper at the 2:21 mark, the Tiger lead was 5. Chen's stat sheet was filling up. For the third quarter, she had 8 points and 3 assists, fueling Tiger hopes for a win. Some sloppy play by the home team in the last minute and a half allowed the Rams to tie the score at 38. After three quarters. With 2:35 to go, the Rams' Cyani Lassiter canned a long three, sending the visitors to a 5-point lead, 51-46. Tiger hopes were dimming. Ellie Mitchell's only score of the afternoon made it a 3-point game, 2:14 left. 25 seconds later, Chen rebounded her own miss and followed with her 19th and 20th points of the game. Tigers down 1, 51-50. With a minute 26 remaining, Ellie Mitchell grabbed her 9th rebound. Shortly thereafter, a Cunningham jumper got the lead back, 52-51. A Stone free throw made it 53-51 with 45 seconds left. A Ram offensive rebound after a missed 3 resulted in the tying basket with 25 seconds on the clock. Julia Cunningham then fouled out. A Ram free throw put the visitors in the lead 54-53. Chen was fouled with 18 seconds left. She made 1 of 2, tying the score at 54. The Rams set up for what they hoped would be the winning play. Madison St. Rose had other ideas, however, as she drew a charge, giving the Tigers the ball with 6 seconds to go. Stone got the ball and headed down the left side of the lane. The Rams avoided fouling her and forced her to put up a very tough jumper. It bounced in as the clock ran out. Tigers 56, Rams 54. Chen's 21 points and 5 assists gave her Abby Myers-like stats and her team a very tough win. Strangely, the Tigers managed just 1 3-pointer in 10 tries. The Rams outscored the Tigers by 12 from deep and by 8 from the free throw line. What saved Princeton this afternoon was 40% field goal shooting. The Tigers head to Cambridge to start the Ivy League season on Saturday afternoon at noon. This is George Clark wishing you a very happy new year from Ivy Hoops Online.